to No Such Thing as a Bad Movie Podcast. I'm April Atmansky, and I'm here today with
Justin the Glue!
Whoa!
And Colin Cunningham! Adam
Sandler's in the room with us! The Sandman!
Deli hoo hoo!
You know, he's not really doing that very much in this movie.
He's not doing that.
No.
In this movie, he's like, I'm on vacation and these people keep bothering me.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What's going on?
What's this film crew doing when I'm on vacation?
Okay, well, is this the Summer of Sandler? Maybe. We'll
see. Summer of Sandler. April just coined it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I was saving this for
the
end.
Is this like a talking dog that convinces somebody to kill somebody?
Well, we gotta do you. Gotta murder you.
Maybe we could do some other Sandler adjacent movies after this, like, you know, in the Happy Madison universe, like a Rob Schneider movie like a Corky Romano. Because let me tell
Corky
you something.
Corky Romano? That is not in the Adam Sandler universe.
It's adjacent.
It should be.
Okay, grown-ups.
The Ladies Man, Tim Meadows. So that's just that's just the summer of SNL. No, thank you.
Yeah. I just feel like all of these late period Sandler movies are the same. Now, this is, I think, the only one I've actually seen all of.
Yeah, I
you
think
know,
me
since,
too.
Since, like, I guess 2000, say. Like,
oh, didn't we do That's My Boy?
No, we did Hubie Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Hubie Halloween counts, and I recall liking that.
I thought that was fun.
But I actually liked it. But the issue is he was trying in that at least a little bit. No one is trying in this movie.
Oh my God. This is like the most
I think that the
movie.
Box office of this movie says they were very much trying with $272 million worldwide.
I find that very hard to believe.
That is insane.
Well, I got a sequel, so obviously people loved this movie.
I mean, it did cost $75 million to make.
That is like a money laundering.
For what?
That is a money laundering scheme.
That just went to the cast.
Yeah.
That rope that Kevin James, swings on, very expensive.
Oh, it's like they're charging like government prices or something for things.
This is a very summery movie, though. It
takes place on July 4th weekend, which is when this episode is being released.
Oh my God, that's right. I missed that it was the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Are there fireworks in this movie?
No, I don't think so. Oh, there is at the end because they're looking at them, I believe.
Isn't there like a scene where he's like, you're supposed to shoot it at your friend's face or something?
They're talking about
just
it,
joking.
About bottle rockets.
Oh, right, okay.
The only fireworks are the ones between the cast.
Because
they're charisma. It's between Adam Sandler and Salma Hayek,
electric
or Kevin James
chemistry.
And Rhea Bello.
Ugh.
Oh, God. There's so many people I felt bad for being in this movie. Like, you know, you're
Maria Bello.
Like,
Maya Rudolph.
Joyce Van Patten as Gloria. Ugh, no. The older woman that Rob Schneider's
the
with.
The older woman, yeah.
Joyce, oh, my God.
Who is
that her?
Who is that? Is she a famous actress?
She's very prolific. I don't know what her main thing is known for.
She wasn't married to Dick Van Patten, was she?
I wonder. Yeah, she's the sister of Dick Van Patten.
Oh, okay. My God.
Mm-hmm. She's actually
But she's
good
been
in
around
this
since
movie.
The 60s.
She's fine in this.
Well, good for them for actually hiring like a talented actress.
Good for them. And then being like, you ugly
old.
Hag.
Yeah, I know.
You suck. How dare I see you as a sex symbol?
Okay, so we've talked about this before, probably on the Hubie Halloween or maybe our 8 Crazy Nights Patreon episode. Mm-hmm. But I'm a big fan of early Adam Sandler movies, as I think we all were.
You know what? I love
kind of,
Happy Gilmore. But never a Billy Madison guy.
Oh, I love Billy Madison.
I used to not like it, and then I watched it recently, and I'm like, oh, no, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And
Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
And The Wedding Singer.
It's the high watermark.
I actually stop at Happy Gilmore. I saw The Wedding Singer. I watched Big Daddy, Little Nicky.
I never watched Big Daddy, and I actually liked Little Nicky. I have to go back, but I remember it. That's, I think, the last time a Sandler production. I like Grandma's Boy. But
I remember thinking Little Nicky was like the worst movie I'd ever seen.
I mean, if you
life.
Want to see him doing the voice,
it was so.
You get 90 minutes of him
he
doing
talks
the voice.
Like this.
I got to see this.
The
is
whole
probably
time.
Like, this is one of the least obnoxious, like.
What,
Adam Sandler movies I've seen.
Yeah, because nothing happens.
Yeah, it's just
so.
Yeah,
literally nothing happened. I was shocked when I looked at the running time and I'm like, oh, we got 2.5? And it's like barely an hour 30. I was like, how?
No, it was like an hour 42.
It's an hour 40, actually.
You feel every minute of
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
Very long credits.
So I was skipping through it. I rewatched this movie today And I was just skipping through.
Because you loved it so much.
I loved it so much. So
I just want to hang out with the guys again.
You know, it's a hangout film, you know. I want to feel like I'm on vacation with them again. This is, and I was like skipping through the minutiae. I'm just like, okay, I just jot down like, you know, lake house scene.
Scene here.
Blah, blah, blah. Scene. I got through the rewatch in like 10 minutes. It was just like boom, bam, boom. And I was like already at the end. I'm like,
yeah, nothing happens in this movie.
Nothing happens. to a shocking degree. Just like, what is this? What is this movie about?
Well, the thing is, it's like Adam Sandler used to try. Used to be really funny. I used to listen to his albums even. I thought those were hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was this thing with his movies a little bit, not really, just a little bit of making fun of people who are different. Yeah. And now that's all the humor is.
I hate to break it to you.
It wasn't as much in the earlier ones, you know?
It didn't seem like there was as much, other than like the old lady, there wasn't a whole lot.
That's not true. Like the guy, the guy with the cross eye, oh, he has a weird eye. You know, your daughter's fugly. They say that.
Multiple times. Isn't it funny that Chris Rock, he does the housework?
Yeah.
He's the man!
He's a woman. Yeah. Everyone like is just shamed and...
Yeah, but it goes nowhere. Like there's no through line to
I hear Grown-Ups 2 much more transphobic, which I guess was missing from this one, so...
There indeed was a transphobic joke.
You know, we could make it
this?
To 400 million worldwide if we included some transphobic jokes.
And we got rid of Rob Schneider.
Did they?
And Grown Ups too.
Hey, you're selling me on it.
Hey, I didn't
Shaq is in the movie and he throws a guy over a house.
Oh, okay. So
that to look forward to.
Okay, I may have to watch this now.
Well, I've seen the clip. It's very funny where Shaq's like, oh.
You know, like in like The Wedding Singer, like there was that joke about like, oh, all the freaks at that table. And then like Brian Posehn and a bunch of other people are there. So like but it's lighter. This is just mean. It's just mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
And
it's just like hanging out with the boys.
It just like lacks
it's
energy.
It's just with the boys.
I find it more... maybe offensive or obnoxious if it was just like, I don't know, more energetic or something, but it's just like, they're just sitting in chairs most of the time.
I'm pretty sure something like That's My Boy is more energetic and high energy and mean. And this is just like, they're just like riffing.
Yeah. It's like they're just improvising as the camera.
You can feel the money like burning on screen as they're talking.
And they're almost like all smiling, like, it's like, the movie itself is a joke because they know they're getting money to do nothing.
Oh,
they're getting
money
to go on a lake house vacation.
Like 100%.
With their probably actual kids.
Yeah, I'd always like heard of like the Adam Sandler scam, whatever. You know, he always gets his friends and it's just like, we're going to go on a holiday and we're going to film it pretty much. This is a movie.
And you're all going to get $3 million split between. And
it's like, great.
And also, how did Kevin James fall in love with Adam Sandler? Because there was a certain
It's a little movie called Chuck and Larry where they get married.
But
that's how they fell in love.
Exactly. But he's in like all of his movies at a certain point, and he was not on SNL.
It's probably
how are they friends is all I want to know.
It's probably like, you know, he met on set, they had a fun time shooting, and it's like,
Adam Sandler watched Barnyard, and he's like, Kevin James is the original party animal. Get me that man.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was just like, hey, King of Queens is the most successful sitcom. We should get him because maybe he'll be a
206 episodes.
Well, apparently his role was supposed to be Chris Farley. So Adam Sandler wrote this. I'm quoting when I do like.
Wait, did he look up and he's like, is Chris Farley dead again? It's like, Adam, it's 20.
Get me a fat guy.
He'd been writing it so long. Like, you know, he had the idea for
like a diamond. Just polishing grown up.
Just let it grow.
Honestly, if Chris Farley was in this, it would be 10 times funnier.
Oh, 100.
Yeah, I agree.
Damn it.
100 times better. And it's like Kevin James, they keep making fun of him of how fat he is. Not even that fat. He's not even like overweight.
He's a little fatter than Adam Sandler.
Sure.
In this.
Yeah. What can you tell in those giant shirts that Adam Sandler's swimming in at all times?
And the shorts.
Yeah, but it's like if Chris Farley was
Kevin Smith are standing next to each other. It's like, I'm seeing double, four of them.
They look exactly the same. But it's like, there's a joke, you know, in the kind of latter half of the movie where it's like Kevin James is trying to water ski. And Rob Schneider can't get the boat to move because he's like so fat, apparently. And
it's like defying physics.
The motor like falls off the boat.
And it's like, It doesn't just
he's that's not
visually
possible.
Doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not made of stone. I did laugh at times during this movie. I did laugh at Kevin James falling down a few times. Yeah.
I laughed earlier on and I was like, oh, this is going to be funny. But once they get together, it's just riff town. And I'm like, no, I don't like this.
It's like the camera just dollies back and forth.
Also, it's like they keep making the same jokes. Like the dog sounds like a turkey. Like, I made that joke like 12 times.
Yeah.
Wasn't funny the first time you said it, guys.
Yeah. It's just, man, none of the jokes land. Like, they're not even jokes. But it's so lame.
There was some things I liked about this movie.
You're legally obliged to pick one. So
I will say, like, as far as the late period Adam Sandler's, because I was looking
which
at
which you
them,
have not
I'm
seen.
Like, no, I haven't. So. I think this is the one I would probably pick. I might try That's My Boy, but that one also looks incredibly vile and the sexual politics are disgusting.
There's incest in that movie.
There's that, and there's like a teacher raping a student.
Oh, that's
in
that. Right.
That's the whole concept of the movie. And isn't that funny? Like, so this movie is full of like mean jokes that are supposed to be funny, but there's some funny jokes in this too.
Delivered with like no energy.
Are people like banging on the table being like, you just don't get it. You know, these jokes are just pals hanging around riffing. Sure. Yes, I understand. These are not my friends. I don't want
to
hang with them.
Yeah, just
they're very low energy.
Go on vacation and then film your friends.
Yeah, I will say like anytime.
It's called Sledgehammer and it rock. So
anytime any of my friends would start like making fun of me when I was younger, I did not like that, and I don't think it's funny.
You don't like it when they break your balls, April.
I don't
like
good-natured ribbing. I think it's mean.
Yeah, you fat piece of shit. It's like okay.
Okay, so let's go through the plot here. It starts in the 70s.
5 seconds.
I enjoyed the orange and brown 70s filter. And
I have a film for you. It's called Semi-Pro, and it stars Will Ferrell.
Oh, my God.
Is that takes place in the 70s?
That is.
Yeah, I believe it does, right?
I know, he kind of has an afro.
Yeah, it's one of the like unfunniest movies you could ever.
Oh, God, I guess we're going to have to do a bad Will Ferrell at some point.
Oh, man, we haven't touched
those.
I mean, I love Watson, whatever
Watson,
it's called. I genuinely find that movie very funny. So.
But is it like anti-comedy funny, or you just think it's funny?
No, there's some funny jokes in it. Okay. Like it's just like joke after joke after joke. They're trying in that one. So
all right. I do love them as a comedy duo.
I hated Talladega Nights. I thought that was the worst
thing. Emily recently watched Talladega Nights. Talladega. Oh, yeah, that's exactly it.
Talladega.
Yeah, and she was like, this is a lot longer than I remember it being. It's like, yeah, no shit. It's like 2 hours and change.
Oh, God. What? God, yeah. Apatow's. Why did you have to wreck my
comedy?
No,
that's an Adam McKay film.
I'm just saying he made movies, comedies longer.
Yes, he did. You know, what's so funny about like that first Adam, like Anchorman, that they did such a bad job, they had a whole other movie.
Yeah.
That, like had a whole different plot.
Yeah,
like we're not going to do
that. Burgundy or something.
Yep.
Of like deleted scenes.
Yeah, but it was like,
yeah, but it's a whole different plot.
Enough to make a whole other movie.
I've never seen that second version.
It's not funny.
No.
There's a lot of narration in it.
Yeah, to cover all the.
So I guess they kind of cut out all the not as funny parts, and that's how we got the first movie.
Whole other subplots and like.
Yeah, so like the main plot is like there's a bank robbery that's led by like Amy Poehler. They get trapped on an island at one point.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Like Wake Up Ron Burgundy, I believe, has made up all of new footage, and it's 90 minuts long.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's nuts.
So they just shot. You can just tell, like, just shoot whatever.
Shoot.
Going.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it, like, 20 different ways.
I mean, that's how Phil Lord and Chris Miller work,
yeah,
so.
Pretty much.
But it's like, I should save it for a Will Ferrell episode, but, like, he just lived off the goodwill of Anchorman, and he made like 10 other movies afterwards that were not good.
What are you talking about? Stranger Than Fiction.
I didn't like that movie personally.
No, I know.
He made the John Heder movie.
He didn't actually. I think that
Glory.
Old School is the one that kind of gave him a lot.
That
of,
was before Anchorman.
Yeah.
But yeah, that definitely was. I mean, I remember liking that.
Oh, Step Brothers is really funny. I like Step Brothers.
Yeah, Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
And what was the? Was it the other guys?
Oh, the other guys is pretty
that
funny, too.
That came later, but...
We were thinking of, like, Blades of Glory, you said, the John...
Movie, the movies where he's screaming a lot, and he's, like, on the cover, you know, wearing a stupid outfit. Mm-hmm.
Bewitched? Kicking and screaming?
Did anyone see Bewitched? No.
It failed to bewitch me.
Okay, we have to talk about grown-ups. So it starts in the 70s and they're playing basketball, and it's kind of funny because you see them as kids and they kind of cast people that kind of look like them.
Mm-hmm. Did they use visual effects here?
I don't
like,
think so.
Like Anya Taylor-Joy?
No, I don't.
Hey, the movie costs a lot of money, Colin. Maybe it all went to like...
None of that money went towards visual effects unless it was just painting out C-stands.
If we could just not use visual effects, we could pocket all that money.
Now, exactly. I've said this a million times. I want to say it again. I know someone that was Adam Sandler's assistant, and he does that voice all the time.
Yeah, you're saying he's very nice.
I'm happy with that. Yeah. I think that shows he's
like he's on the toilet and he's like doing the voice.
I love it. Yeah. Okay, so they're playing basketball, and they have a coach they love.
They win the game. Yeah. The coach is like, oh, yay. They have like a party.
This
for
is
them.
The defining moment of my life, I guess the coach says at that point, because according to this movie, it is.
Yeah, and then one of the opposing team members, who we learn is like a young Colin Quinn, says like, "Oh, you're over the line." You know,
sure hope that doesn't come back later.
Oh boy, it comes back like right before the movie ends.
Well, they have like this like dinner, and I do like how like. I think that they were exaggerating the collars a bit. Everyone, even the kids, are wearing these exaggerated long 70s collars. Mm-hmm. And I found that amusing. Mm-hmm. Costume design. It actually makes a difference when you look after these details. Mm-hmm. Am I right, people?
Sure. I mean, no one's going to argue with you.
Yeah, okay. No one's going to argue.
This is literally...
The costuming of grown-ups.
Literally stuff that happens on movies every day.
Great comedy setup. We all have to get together for a funeral.
Yeah, because they all find out that the coach died.
Yeah, 30 years later. I believe that's what they say.
I think so. Yeah. And then we cut to...
They're all in their early, mid-40s.
We see where they are now. Of course, Adam Sandler is super rich.
Absurdly wealthy.
Yeah. And he even says, he's yelling at somebody on the phone as he's walking through his house and says, I'm the greatest agent in all of Hollywood.
Yes. Okay, he doesn't do the voice. He's more like, I'm the greatest agent in all of Hollywood.
I don't
that's the energy level.
I don't think he does the voice at all in this movie.
But yeah, so it's like, okay, great. And he's got these two like shit boy wiener kids.
I kind of like his kids. I think they're funny.
No, they suck.
No, they're terrible.
I think it is funny how spoiled they are.
But it's like they don't
it's
even
a funny idea.
They don't even really learn anything or
well, I hate the daughter. She can
she sucks.
She can walk off a cliff. She's the worst actress I think I've ever seen. And I feel bad.
Wait, why? She is a child,
I know.
April.
She's bad.
I think she's actually Adam Sandler's daughter.
She's not. I checked.
It's unconfirmed. Yeah.
There's multiple Sandlers in the
they
credits.
Play some
They are the because his wife and his two daughters show up during the basketball game at the end.
Oh,
yeah, I think it's the rival daughter kid.
Yeah, so like there he's like, you stole her cannoli, and that's Jackie Sandler, and his two other daughters are there. His daughters are now like starring in movies that Sandler's producing.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah,
I knew that.
Like, you're not invited to my bar mitzvah is one of the movies.
That's what it's called. I know a couple of them showed up in Hubie Halloween. I think the wife did too. Anyway, his kids are spoiled, and that's the joke.
That's his character.
And you love it, right, April?
Well, yeah. I do think I just thought it was kind of funny later how they're at the restaurant and they're ordering
Voss
and Fiji water. I thought that was kind of funny.
These kids. Are like the Dreyfus boy, like they've hunted human for sport. Like they've grown up to be old enough to do that at this point.
Yeah, they've like, but then they speak like gangster rappers and stuff like that.
I think just the one does, but yes.
Yeah, well, so they're like Chet Hayes's.
That's the shiznit. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chet Hanks.
Chet Hanks.
No, Chet Hayes.
Wait, who's that's Chet Hayes?
That we go. Yeah. Isn't it Chet Hayes that he goes as?
I don't know.
Oh, is that, does he? I'm not up on
Yeah, he
that.
Goes under Chet Hayes.
Okay. Yeah, so they are the Chet Hayeses.
And Selma Hayek is the wife. So, by the way, obviously, all of these really, really attractive men have super, super hot wives.
Well, they worked out the guys so they would be presentable in this movie. no response to that?
The only one I would maybe even consider having sex with, I guess, is David Spade. And what does that say about me, right?
David
Spade. What does that say about me?
I was in suspense of like,
who's it gonna be?
Who's she gonna say?
It's like Kevin James.
His personality is egregious, but
Chris Rock is gonna make bad food for you. Go with Chris Rock.
Chris Rock has by far the best personality in this and the least lines.
Yes.
He kind of disappears. Barely in the came movie. Back. He's just always in the background.
He was working on Spiral, the Book of Saw, perfecting it.
You're right. I'd sleep with Chris Rock. He's sweet. He's the only decent guy among this group. That's Tyrone for sure.
Oh, Kevin James is okay, I guess.
Rob Schneider's a nice guy in this.
Oh, not in real
life.
I mean,
so,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he, I was so thankful that Rob Schneider wasn't playing like some Chinese fellow.
Like Asian stereotype and makeup. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he's actually kind of normal. He's not doing an accent. He's just some like new agey.
Yeah, so his thing is he's dating an older woman.
He's dating.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, she's like 80 or something like that. What is he? He's like a masseuse or like some.
I guess.
Yeah, he has big hair. There's a funny moment here where he's like, "I'm gonna put these rocks on your back," and then he picks up a flaming rock and goes, "Oh,
it's too hot." I mean,
and then he puts a rock on the woman, and she goes, "Oh." It's funny.
Hilarious.
I laughed.
Didn't make me laugh, but I did laugh when his wig falls off.
Oh, his
multiple
like pompadour
times in the
kind
movie.
Of blows off.
I don't know if that's
not
my favorite
me.
Thing.
I was just stone
faced. That made me laugh.
We see Kevin James. He's kind
oh,
of
like, this was funny. Kevin James' pool breaks when he tries to get out of it, and then Kevin James does a pratfall.
Yeah, he's always doing pratfalls.
That's all he's got.
It's so weird because so they're setting him up. It's like, he's not poor, but he's not like well-to-do or anything like that. He's not a man of means. He's got this,
these
like,
movies. I'm thinking of Bad Boys too. Like a sign of being poor is having a above-ground pool,
a circular above-ground
like,
pool.
And like, hey, I didn't have one of those growing up.
I would kill for a
didn't
circular above-ground
one?
Pool. No,
we had an above-ground pool though. Was
yeah,
it?
He did.
No,
remember
it wasn't...
his dad got sick in it.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those.
No, it was
right?
like a monster, like kind of. Full-sized pool thing. It was a monstrosity.
My cousins had one of these, and I think I remember them telling me it did break open one day. Yeah. And that's actually really dangerous. Like, you could really get hurt.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely. I remember our friend had one, the same, like, circular one, and then we would run and jump off of his roof into the
on
pool.
On the roof?
Yeah.
Madness.
I know, it was crazy. But hey, that's what we did. We're like grown ups.
You're lucky you didn't break your neck. Well, that's what kids did
back
then. Yeah.
So this is really weird. Kind of sets up like Kevin James and Maria Bello. It's like not having money, and then the next time we see him, he shows up with this like gold Cadillac, and it's very strange. So
he's trying to act like a big shot.
It is, but they don't really lean into that or anything.
No,
just sort of
nothing is developed in this movie really.
Yeah, and then he just sort of admits it at the end. It's like, well, we know as the audience because we saw you at the beginning. It would have been better if they kind of saved that.
I didn't even notice him saying that again because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, no. Nothing matters. It's just like at the end, like, hey, you know, because they also like, wow, he's driving a
Well, now that we're all admitting things, like there was,
you know,
there's
not.
I'm
not really the owner of this company. Like, this is a rented caddy or something like that. But it didn't matter. That didn't even play into the story at all. And it's like,
no.
It would have been better if they just, we the audience didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then it was
it
a
would
big
be a
reveal,
surprise to us, I guess.
Something. I'm just.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Sandler refused to change a single word on the script that he's been working on since Chris Farley was alive.
Yeah, and I mean, we met Chris Rock's family, so his thing is that he's a stay-at-home dad, husband, they call him, and his mother-in-law constantly emasculates.
Rapping granny.
Yeah. Rapping granny. Maya Rudolph is his wife.
And she's...
Oh, sorry, farting granny.
Yeah.
That seems to be your defining trait.
Maya Rudolph clearly was just pregnant when they were filming, and they're like, write it in.
Sure.
That's obviously what happened.
Paul W.S. Anderson won't stop putting babies in me.
And she's so a funny...
I think, like, I've brought this up before, actress. But, like, do you think Paul Thomas
Paul
Anderson...
Thomas.
Like, goes to these premieres with her?
Absolutely. He loves these kind
of
comedy movies.
Really?
He's talked about it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He loves them.
That's insane.
I mean, just because he makes different movies doesn't mean
he
can't enjoy
to, like,
comedy.
All the improv shows and stuff like that. That's why people like Patton Oswalt are in, like, Magnolia and stuff like that.
Okay.
Before they were anyone.
He did work with, like, Adam Sandler, so.
Patton Oswalt's in Magnolia,
Love. Yeah, he plays like the dealer at the beginning that dies by falling onto a tree.
Oh,
it was a really, really long time ago. Yeah. I saw Magnolia.
It's a very long movie as well. So,
but I just feel bad for Chris Rock, and like his whole family points and laughs at him because he tried to cook,
and that doesn't go anywhere.
It does,
at the end, Maya Rudolph is like, I'm sorry for taking advantage of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was flirting with the nanny. So,
yeah.
And she's like, you know what? I was wrong. it makes sense that you would want to flirt with this young person because I was not giving you something. Oh, and that is, while that is true, but still, he was flirting with a girl like 20 yeah. years younger than him. That's
none
kind of gross.
The, yeah, none of it even like means anything anyway, in the whole scheme of things.
And I think that's all the guys, right? Oh, no, David Spade. What is he up to?
He's the womanizer. And he's got like a, I don't know, his bedroom looks like...
Like a college dorm.
Something out of like a 1970s teenager bedroom.
There's a funny joke in this, and that the woman that he's sleeping with has a like a the face of O.J. Simpson. It says the juice.
Yeah, that's
on her
kind
leg.
Of funny. Yeah, it's a little like, that's a little weird. That's like a joke about you don't know who you're going to bed with, and then you wake up in the morning and you find out weird things about them, like they have a crush on O.J. Simpson. I guess.
That's so weird.
I mean, that would be a deal breaker, a juice tattoo.
Rest in power, my man, the juice.
Okay.
The juice.
He's going to find the killer up in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
What, is he looking in the mirror?
Terrible. Okay, so,
we get to the funeral. We get to the
funeral
for whatever the coach's name is.
Buzzer?
Yeah, Kevin James shows up in the Cadillac, blah, blah, blah. Selma Hayek, you know, I like Selma Hayek a lot. She's terrible in this movie.
She feels a good actress, right?
She is so disgusted at everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Was she in those Zorro movies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Was that her?
Yeah.
No, that was Angelina Jolie.
God, no. No, that was Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Oh, well,
yeah.
We're awful. We can't keep it straight.
How can we confuse Welsh actress Catherine Zeta-Jones with Salma Hayek?
Okay, so what are our favorite Salma Hayek roles? Because I'm struggling to... remember movies she's
Desperado.
Done.
Desperado.
She was in the
From Dusk Till Dawn. She plays the vampire.
I've seen that.
We all love Frida. Frida.
I never saw
she
Frida.
Was fine in that. I like
she directed that.
You guys saw it?
Yeah.
Wild Wild West.
Oh, fuck. I did.
Dogma.
Okay. I've never seen her in anything or be good in anything really, except for Desperado.
She was good in Dusk Till Dawn, but I mean, she's just.
Dance. House
she's
of just, Gucci, The Hitman's Bodyguard.
She was funny in 30 Rock. Remember?
Was she?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
It is a kind of somewhat insensitive portrayal. She's a
God,
curse.
Selma Hayek also has like a cursed filmography, like all these bad movies.
So it's like, it kind of makes sense that she would be in this.
I guess.
Wasn't she in The Brothers Grimsby?
I think that was Penelope Cruz.
Yeah, I think that's Penelope Cruz. Listen to this. Brett Ratner's After the Sunset. She was uncredited in Traffic. Mm. I'm looking here. What else is she in? The Faculty?
Does she have a big role in that? It's just like, you know, her line readings in this are just like very Gal Gadot-ish.
Well, I'm starting to worry that maybe she's not a super, super great actress.
Wait, you're starting to worry now? Yeah, I think Salma Hayek is fine.
She's married to a billionaire. It doesn't matter.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Apparently, yeah.
She has like a different name. It's like Selma Hayek something at the end of this movie.
Well, I'm glad that she made Frida. That was like her passion project.
Selma Hayek Pino.
Mm-hmm. That's right, yeah. And so, yeah, and now she's in this, and like the poor women who have to play the wives in this movie and other movies. I know in Jack and Jill, it's Katie Holmes who's at Sandler's wife.
Yeah.
And it's like, God.
Better than Tom Cruise, she says.
Oh, yeah, Schneider and his like 80-year-old wife here, like
they're all over each other,
like tongue kissing and stuff, and it's just like
I find it very arousing.
There's nothing wrong with having an active sex life, but
it's fine.
Like, it's if two young people were doing that, it would also be disgusting.
Yeah.
But of course, because it's an old person and Rob Schneider, you're like,
it's supposed to be extra disgusting. And you can tell she doesn't want to do it. It's like,
really?
This is the only role they'll give me.
Again, that poor woman has to play Rob Schneider's wife.
All the women, I feel so bad for Maria Bello. She's like degrading herself in these scenes.
Her only gag is that her son sucks at her breast.
Yeah, and
that's it.
I found that offensive. We don't need to get into it, but it's disgusting. And
it's
I
a
just
natural
didn't,
human
I,
thing, April.
I know, but I just didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
I guess just because it's very inappropriate and that's supposed to be the joke, but it just made me feel gross.
Yeah, they're like, how old is your kid? And he's like,
5.
Kevin James goes, 48
months.
And the Chris Rock's like,
that's 4 years.
Yeah.
That's a funny joke.
It was a funny gag.
They were, yeah.
But yeah, Selma Hayek looks so disgusted. She's like breastfeeding everybody.
Wait, we didn't say that like after the funeral, they're all going to stay in like
the lake house or something.
The gigantic lake
Whose
house.
Whose lake house is this?
They rented it, they said. Oh, okay. It's just something
yeah,
they can rent.
So it's and like, well, Adam Sandler does this speech at the funeral, blah, blah, blah. And then Rob Schneider sings Ave Maria,
which was kind of funny. Yeah.
And then, so yeah, they somebody says, oh, you've rented the, you know, the big lake house for the weekend or something. He's like, oh yeah, but we've got to go to Milan because Selma Hayek's like a famous fashion designer.
Yeah.
And it's like her fashion lineup is being, I don't know, released or something like that. So it's
but
like,
when they get to this lake house though, Salma Hayek looks at it with disgust. It's like the biggest lake house I've ever seen.
Oh, it's a mansion.
You'd never want to leave.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's right on the lake.
There's like, did you notice that there's like a banister made out of a tree in the background?
No, but that sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but disgusting. Also, Salma Hayek does not want to put up with
this.
We
didn't mention Kevin James's kids are spoiled as well. You know, not like the rich kids, but like the girl's like, no, I'm not eating with a fork. And then the kid, the breastfeeding kid. And so he's and also bad at raising his children.
They have the little shit boy with the faux hawk.
That's the boob kid.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hate him.
Yeah.
Just the worst. I'm sorry.
Have a reaction, almost allergic to faux hawks.
Oh, it's just so just obnoxious.
It
especially
was
on
the
like
style at the time.
Especially
Colin.
On like little kids, it's just like you know the parents are like, "You're gonna look cool."
I've seen many a kid with a faux hawk.
Really?
Yeah. I think the kids are asking for it. I don't think it's all
bring. There. Oh yeah, the kids' punishment. The kids are asking for it. No, bring back the bowl
bring
cut.
Back faux hawks on toddlers. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Should be threatening to like give you a bowl cut. Swear to God, I'm going to give you a bowl cut right before picture day.
And the picture day where you're float. Do they still do picture days at school?
Oh yeah,
yeah. But I don't know.
Because like
they
pictures
do
are taken
heads.
All the time though. Like,
I know. Well,
they
like,
still do.
It's like your portraits for the parents. The parents love it.
Are their heads still like floating in a,
yeah,
a thing of
I love
lasers?
Those. Yeah, the laser background.
Oh,
I'll never forget that. Now it's probably
all right.
Just
so
boring.
We're at the cabin, and suddenly. The story kicks into high gear.
The story
being sarcastic.
Apparently is kids these days, they don't know how to play outside.
Yeah.
Shut
up! Shut up!
They'd like, revealed that his kids play video games or something. And first of all,
it's because you gave your kids video games and you didn't put any rules on how long they could play.
It's like an extended scene where all four of them are just like sitting on these, I don't know, Adirondack chairs.
Yeah.
Like making fun of a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like kind of sad because like Kevin James's dog has like a hoarse voice and they're like, yeah, the neighbor
clipped its vocal cords.
Its vocal cords.
Is that a thing?
It reminded me of that scene in, remember Boston Johnny where he wants to get the dog's tongue
cut off its tongue
because it licks too much. But no, I'm guessing that's not a thing. That's supposed to be a joke.
Yeah, so
God, I hope so.
Sandler is getting like so
no angry. They still do it. I see here
they clip vocal cords.
Yeah, when the surgery is performed for the non-therapeutical purpose of pet owner convenience, the goal is to muffle or eliminate dog barking or cat meowing.
Oh my God, I can't believe that's real. I am shocked.
Who would do that?
Lots of people are asshole pet owners.
Vet would actually do that? That's
I don't think they do it.
Horrifying.
Yeah, many veterinarians condemn it and refuse to perform
it. Well, they used to declaw cats.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty much being phased out, but I'm sure they still do that somewhere.
I think it's like...
It's illegal, yeah.
It's
but I'm sure
upon.
There's some countries or whatever that,
oh,
where
I'm
they
sure.
Do it.
And it's also
it.
Like, it takes a long time, it says here, for the dog to get over it, too.
Oh, God.
Like,
of
it's not,
that's...
it's not like slitting their nuts off.
Oh, that's traumatizing.
That's cruel.
It's like cutting your vocal. Ugh.
Yeah, that's so it's like,
horrifying.
That should not be in this movie as a joke that they keep making over and over.
Well, they got nothing else.
I will say,
they're sitting in those lawn chairs and they're like, riff.
The dog,
riff,
my favorite rough. Character in the movie.
Mm-hmm. The dog?
Yeah, as I like when he puts his hand over his nose when the grandma farts.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Grandma.
Which time?
Yeah.
He farts like a million times.
She's also barely in this movie. She like farts a lot.
She has a bad bunion.
Blames on the dog. Has this like bunion that.
Yeah.
Her bunion, they should take her to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like that's
but
really
that's
bad.
Another example of you have a medical condition. Let's make fun of you.
Yeah.
these guys.
Chris Rock kept like making fun of it.
Calling her like
Toby Bryant.
She's like, I'm in so much pain. I can't even wear shoes. As someone that has a bone spur on their foot that's like a little bump and is constant agony when I walk, like if she had that bunion, she'd be like rolling around in a wheelchair.
Well, I think you can get bunions bad enough that you can't walk, you know?
Yeah.
Bone spurs? Is that how you got out of the war?
No, I jumped off a trampoline 10 years ago. Now it healed and it hurts a lot.
Oh, really?
It healed. Yeah. And it built like a bone above it. I went to go see a sports doctor and he's like the worst doctor I ever saw. He's like, listen, what we can do is, I don't know if it hurts too much.
We can snip your vocal cords.
No, we can fuse your toe together won't move anymore.
Fuse your toe to what?
And I was like, what are the alternatives? He's like, I don't know. You can do surgery. It probably hurt though. It may make it worse, but then we could do the other surgery. Just the worst doctor. Well, I hate it.
Would that help? I don't know.
You have to jump through like 900 hoops to go see him too. It's like a sports doctor.
I also went to a sports medicine doctor to get my leg surgery, and he was great, but it did take a long time to see him. I think it took like half a year, which is actually not that bad.
Anyway, the guy came in and he was like kind of like talking crusty, like, hey kids, I'm talking crusty. All right, see ya.
Yeah, see ya.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah.
Well, I would say maybe you could get a second opinion someday.
Yeah. Yes, I will. When I won't be able to walk on that foot anymore. And they'll be like, Sandler, we'll give you the operation.
Yeah. Sandler is so incensed. He has to go inside and get his kids and drags them outside. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to look at the outdoors. So they take all.
But they're like, what are we supposed to do, Dad? They're like, I don't know, play.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. Give them a little direction, Adam.
He doesn't know.
The thing is, you can complain about. They seem so out of touch. Why aren't our kids just like us when you know they didn't have the same upbringing as you? So of course they're not going to play
but
outside.
They don't.
Yeah.
Those
Sandler,
the
you were a bad dad in this movie. A bad dad.
Yeah. The grown-ups don't seem to be doing anything fun. So it's
like,
what are you complaining about? You're just like sitting on a chair. So they go on like this walk. They take all the kids and like, oh, we used to do crazy shit back then. It's like, of which you see nothing. Maybe the arrow scene, which is kind of funny.
Are we at that? Because that was a kind of funny scene.
We're at the rope swing. Now, this is... Oh. I was so, like... Okay, I knew nothing about this movie. I thought it was just about these guys going on a retreat, like a guys-only retreat. I had no idea that the kids and the wives were in this movie.
I mean, if all you saw was the poster and this clip, that is what you would
think. Yeah, it looks like them having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I also didn't know the wives and the kids were
in the
movie.
I had no idea. I thought they went down, this whole movie was they went down a water slide and then Kevin James swung into a tree.
Yeah.
With a rope.
Funny scene.
It's a funny scene. There's some good pratfalls in here. Some good stunt pratfalls.
There are
I wish I had
doubles.
A rope that was that high. That rope was so high to jump into that water.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a rope like that, Colin, anywhere?
No.
I don't recall having a rope swing. Just like
is there an Oshawa somewhere? Like you're jumping into like a garbage creek?
Hey, we used to hang out at the creek. Don't get me wrong.
We did.
Did you swim in the creek?
What? The Oshawa Creek.
I think we had
April's got like a hunchback now.
Yeah, we had one at camp, I'm sure. We'd like swing. That's fine. Yeah, it's fun. Rope swing. Get some good stunts.
And I mean, like, again, what the fuck? Do they go to dinner now? Is that what happens?
Now they go
next?
To the restaurant. And this is the other thing you knew from the trailer. Chocolate wasted.
Oh, yeah. I want to get chocolate wasted. That is
was that in the trailer?
That's the big
God.
Trailer line.
Yeah, it's like somebody
the little
says,
girl said.
One of the outlets is like, oh, we're going to get wasted. And the kids are like, what does that mean? It's like, when you like,
you know, this whole movie is like watching like home video footage of someone you don't know.
Yeah,
that's what
and
this
you're
movie
like,
is.
This is not fun.
And we haven't mentioned the subplot of Adam Sandler's nanny. And Adam Sandler has yuppie guilt. So he is ashamed to be a millionaire. And he doesn't want his friends to know how well off
Fuck
he is.
Off, Adam
That's
Sandler.
That's his big problem.
Fuck
his
off.
Big problem is he's so wealthy, he doesn't want to seem out of touch with his high school friends. Or
yeah,
his
but it's like, you know, his persona is not that. So it's like he seems very down to earth.
But his,
yeah, but his kids are so spoiled.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like
embarrassing.
Everyone knows he's super rich. So this nanny that's along, he keeps trying to like say that, like she keeps trying to do tasks like, oh, I'll carry your bags for you. Oh, no. And he keeps trying to pretend that she's like a foreign exchange student. And he's like, oh.
Why did they leave their nanny at home? Why did they bring their nanny with them?
Just can't live without her, but they also don't want her to do stuff.
So it's like, take her aside and have a conversation and say, look, for this weekend, just pretend you're like a student or whatever.
It's a comedy movie.
At one point, Salma Hayek is packing one bag and she's like, why aren't you helping me pack this bag? And I want to be like, Salma Hayek, pack your own damn bag. Yeah. Like, what?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. They,
anyway, I don't have a nanny, but I'm sure if I did, she would do everything for me. Thank you very much.
I like the butlers and nannies of like 90s movies that are like one of the
they're
family.
Like sassy?
No, they, yeah,
are you,
they're
are,
like one
you're
of the
thinking
family.
Of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air specifically,
I'm not,
right?
I was actually thinking of The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. Who,
never seen it.
Has, they have a lovable butler, but yeah, I
wait,
love...
Wait, they have a
butler?
They're that rich in that movie?
Yeah.
What about...
They're both rich.
Mr. Belvedere.
That's before my time.
I mean, rest in peace. Sat on his own balls. That will define his whole legacy.
I love Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. Yeah. He's a great butler.
The thing is, they portray them as one of the family, but the family would not think of them that way.
Well, no. And there's...
I've never seen an episode of Mr. Belvedere, so.
Well, also, this lady.
That was
know...
a 1985 show, and unfortunately, me and April had not been born by
that
point.
Look at Benson. I'm pretty sure that was.
Was he a butler, too?
I think so, maybe.
I think he was. The guy who played Benson.
Oh, man. If we haven't seen the show from 1985, we definitely haven't seen the show that ran from 1979. 1986.
Who's the star? It was Ben Vereen, wasn't it?
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Wait, no, Robert Guillaume.
Oh shit! Right.
Yeah,
as Benson Dubois.
Okay,
and he showed up on Fresh Prince as a couple of cameos.
Right, because
like, did he play himself?
He's kind of like a proto Jeffrey.
Yeah,
he's very like kind of snooty,
sassy.
There was one where he played like a guy who owns a car dealership, and Will gets a job there, and he's like convincing him to drop out of high school. Why I remember this, I don't know. But Fresh Prince, great show. okay, back to this movie. So now we get into plot number two, which is the basketball game.
Yeah, he sees one of the...
Who cares?
He sees one of the cooks is Colin Quinn, and he hasn't forgotten about this basketball game from like 30 years ago.
Which is really sad.
Which is really sad, yes.
I did laugh at the joke where Colin Quinn is like, hey, looks like you've gained some weight. And Adam Sandler's like, since I was 12? Yes.
Yes,
I have.
It's clearly that Colin Quinn hasn't moved on. But it's like, again, it doesn't come into the plot much at all. It kind of comes and goes.
Just at the very end.
At the very end. And then when they go to the water park, there's the...
So there's a rival team. There's like all these little plots going on that none of which are...
It's a well-tuned machine, April.
None of them are developed.
So it's like the rival team hasn't left their hometown, and it's like Steve Buscemi, Colin Quinn...
A couple other guys.
Tim Meadows.
The guy, that cross-eyed guy.
Cross-eyed guy.
Oh yeah, Tim Meadows, again, gets like no lines in this.
Oh, it's just the worst. Have him as Chris Rock. He could like do something...
Yeah. I mean, again, Chris Rock, pretty funny guy. He's not funny in this.
No. Yeah.
I think Tim Meadows is more present in the second one because Shaq is his younger brother in the film.
You're really selling me on this.
Right after Shaq throws the guy off the roof, Tim Meadows is like, what are you doing? And Shaq's like, please don't hit me, little brother.
So you've seen this movie.
No, I've only seen the clip of Shaq throwing the guy over the house.
I might need to watch it now. What is happening?
We get jokes of Rob Schneider's a vegan, so he's making these shitty like vegan breakfasts.
Isn't that funny?
And, like,
we should mock
just,
vegans.
Like, slapping him in the face with the
frozen bacon.
Vegan food, and it just comes off as like really mean.
Well, yeah, they physically abuse him.
Yeah,
they like Rob Schneider more than anyone.
Yeah,
and yeah, apparently he's not a very nice guy in real life, so I guess it's okay. But it's like, I hate that dynamic that you see, especially, this is toxic male masculinity. There's always like one guy that that the whole team just picks on. And that's a very, you shouldn't be kind of portraying that in a movie almost as something to aspire to. Mm-hmm. That's the impression
like,
I got.
Sandler's so cool. They just want meat to eat. So they end up cooking bacon on like the bug zapper.
It really wasn't very funny.
It's like, and now like Schneider's hot daughters show up.
This was uncomfortable.
Why?
Because they're ogling. They play, is it the Pina Colada song?
Yeah.
They play that like
so many
times. Do they
play Pina Colada? I was trying to remember.
Yeah, they play it three times.
If you like Pina Colada.
Not all his daughters are hot, so as they say. One of them is fugly.
Yeah.
One of them looks kind of like Rob Schneider. Has like a pompadour.
She has the pompadour. It's like a mullet.
Yeah.
So then I just feel bad for this actress. They're like, we're going to hire you and call you ugly. Like, constantly.
I agree.
And, like, it looks like they CGI'd that blonde girl's body to make her look like a Barbie. Like, her legs are ridiculously long.
Like, she is bent over fixing her car. Yeah. And, like, just her legs.
She's wearing very high shoes.
Yes. Like, from her feet to the top of her ass is, like, taller than Rob Schneider when he walks up.
Yeah. I mean, I think there might have been some forced perspective or something happening.
It's like Lord of the Rings to make her seem giant.
It's to make Rob Schneider seem
short. She looks so elongated, like, vertically. It's funny.
Yeah. She was really close up to the lens, and Rob Schneider was far away.
I think so. And yeah, there's just scenes of them like oogling, and also the kids are oogling this woman.
And then there's that shot where they're all like masturbating in their rooms, imagining her. Yeah. Gross.
I mean, it was kind of funny where they have the old woman, you know, doing this slow motion, you know, fan, you know.
No, not really funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was kind of funny.
I wasn't laughing at her. I'm just saying, like,
I was laughing with
that
her.
That seemed like something from like Billy Madison or something.
Yeah.
There's a couple jokes.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's, I think it's, there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with Rob Schneider being attracted to this woman. Mm-hmm. There's no reason why older women and younger men can't get together.
Sure.
I think it's kind of sweet.
Yeah, well,
if not,
you know what? At least that actor had a good career starring in stuff like the DTV sequel to Without a Paddle. Without a Paddle, Nature's Calling.
Not Without a Paddle.
No. The DTV sequel to Without a Paddle.
You said, like, not without my paddle, like that Sally
not
Fields.
Not without my daughter.
Not without my daughter.
Not without my dad. And we all remember Without a Paddle, the classic Anthony Starr, Dax Shepard, Matthew Lillard, and Seth Rogen movie.
Green, I think.
Oh, you know what?
Seth Green.
I'm confusing it with the 80s movie Up the Creek.
No.
Without a Paddle
was
like a 2000.
Okay. And Without a Paddle, April, would fit within the Adam Sandler verse because it was directed by Stephen Brill, who did Little Nicky, Mr. Deeds. Mm-hmm. Sandy Wexler, Hubie Halloween.
Wow, the director of this movie, though, Dennis Duggan?
Dugan, I
Dennis
think.
Dennis Dugan, yeah.
He's been directing Adam Sandler movies like since Happy Madison, pretty much.
Yes,
Happy
look
Gilmore.
Up his IMDb
photo. Happy Gilmore, God.
He looks like Werner Herzog.
Yeah,
he
does. I'm going to put his IMDb picture right here because it's really funny.
Yeah.
He looks so worn out, but it's also kind of a beautiful picture.
I think he was a young actor back in the day. Maybe I'm confusing him. No, he was. He started as an actor in the 70s.
Oh.
And then he must have just transitioned. Yeah, he was in like Day of the Locust. He was in an episode of Columbo.
Oh, we got to watch his
even
Columbo.
The Gene Hackman movie Night Moves.
Oh.
Yeah, so. And then he probably just transitioned to directing.
Well,
Parenthood.
Like, you know, he's got a string of successful Adam Sandler movies under his belt.
Right. I believe he did Problem Child, right?
But even like Dean Cundey worked on Jack and Jill.
Oof.
Jack and Jill.
So,
I mean, not his best work.
Maybe not. Have you seen that, Justin?
Yes. Of course I've seen Jack and Jill. It's bad.
Pacino.
I can't.
It's all about Dunkachino.
I forgot that was in that. Okay.
That whole movie is worth it just for that final gag.
Yeah.
Is it?
My review is just Al Pacino fucking commits 1.5 star.
I mean, you've seen a lot of the newer Adam Sandler Netflix movies, right, Justin?
No, I haven't. I had never seen Grown Ups before.
No, like the newer ones, like Sandy Wexler era.
I saw Sandy Wexler, but I haven't seen Ridiculous Six, The Do-Over, Murder Mystery 1 or 2,
Maybe you talked about those on Patreon.
Remember we watched the trailers for the Murder Mysteries last night, I'd never heard of these movies. Was this part of his like Netflix deal?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. They were like the most successful movies on Netflix as well.
That's crazy.
Ridiculous 6 does look really bad.
Really good, you mean?
Don't you mean good?
I could be a candidate for this podcast. I don't know.
Rob Schneider playing a Mexican guy.
Taylor Lautner. Luke Wilson.
Doesn't he get blasted off screen by diarrhea from the duck?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is in a lot of these. He was in, I think, Blended.
From the director of Click.
Oh, boy. Oy.
Well, at least you didn't pick that for this episode.
Still could Sunday.
April thanked me for not picking Click,
really,
even though I wanted to watch it so bad.
So they they start goofing around because there's no plot. So they like play a game where they shoot an arrow up into the air and then they run. It's kind of funny.
Everyone reacts, except for Rob Schneider, reacts goofily and runs in slow motion. And
like lands in dog shit.
Yeah, pull
shit
faces
or...
and it's actually funny.
Yeah, and then Sandler.
We haven't talked about David Spade that much. He doesn't really have that much to do in
not
this
really.
His thing, like the one thing that I remember happening is they put him in a closet and then it's implied that he fucked a dog. Yes. That's the only thing, the only scene he really has in this movie.
Yeah.
He's really not doing much. He's the one that falls in shit in this scene. So
yeah, of course.
Because
he's a bad person, I guess.
Again, it's like we're supposed to hate this character because he can't settle down, I guess. And they're like, you're disgusting because you sleep with hot women.
I don't know.
He's supposed to be lecherous, but like, he's not that bad. Like, I mean...
Yeah.
He's no worse personality-wise than any of them.
No.
Except for, like I said, Kevin James and Chris Rock are a little sweeter. Like, even Kevin James' character, I think, says about Rob Schneider's old wife, like, hey, she is beautiful for her age.
Yeah,
he's got a heart.
In love.
Yeah.
I feel like I've said the story already, but, like, David Spade, when he did Emperor's New Groove... the directors felt he was giving a very flat performance, but then when they put cameras on him, he suddenly like would come alive. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, we're not even really filming this, but it's just to make him think we're filming.
That's funny.
And maybe he didn't know the cameras were on when he made Grown Ups.
But yeah. He thought he was doing an audio play.
Yeah, something like that. Or just hanging out with his friends.
Yeah.
Well,
which is what this movie feels like.
We have to talk about something on this episode. So, Colin, you told me a story about something that you did with your friends.
Oh, yeah.
Was very similar to this arrow thing.
We were talking about shooting the arrow up in the air and you do stupid things. So me and my friends would rent a cottage. This was like well into our 20s, by the way.
Oh, God. I thought you were like a child when you did this.
Oh, no.
This is even worse.
So, yeah, we would rent a cottage and then there was something... there was like a kind of rocket toy on a slingshot. So it had this like kind of foam rocket with like this sort of hard rubber tip.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like the space shuttle. And then you'd fire it off with like a slingshot. So you'd pull it back like 2 feet and let this thing go in the air. So we got all like drunk at night and then we started playing.
Of course you were drunk.
Yeah. We started playing this game called Darty Backy Ouchie Hurdy. So we would take turns. We put this foam thing into the freezer. So the tip was like really, really hard. And then...
What is the best result of this game?
So you could have
what
broken...
do you expect to come out of
so
it?
You could take someone's eye out.
You'd take your shirt off and you'd stand against the wall.
Oh, why?
Stand 20 feet away facing the wall with your back exposed. And then people would take turns.
And trying to hit you.
Trying to hit you in your back. You had to aim for the back. You didn't get the head or anything like that. And I remember one time... And then I think if you miss, then you have to go up and like take the person's place and just take turns.
God.
And I remember one time it like clipped my ear and hit the wall and like the tip shattered because it was so frozen.
That could have taken your ear out.
Yeah,
you know what? It could have gone right up his butt and he would have been like, whoo!
Yeah,
so, you know, that would have been funny.
Everybody had like big welts on their back, like at the end of the night. It was kind of funny. So I think every time we did, I think at one point we tried it with actual darts.
Wait, how many times have you done this?
What, like dart, like
I'm
sharp
sure,
darts?
I'm trying to remember.
Now, is this in the Jackass era?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, so bad influence.
Yeah,
that's why I hated that show. Like, so many bad things have happened because of Jackass. And things could have happened.
I mean, they did.
I meant to you and your friends, Colin. But
well,
yeah.
That too.
I really, really hate that show.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to the plot. There's so much to get through.
I think we're done.
One of your friends died, right?
No,
and
no.
Then he...
From Blackie, Hurdy, Ouchie.
Ouchie.
Selma Hayek wants to stay.
Oh, yeah.
See, the worst when I was a kid was we would put stuff on the train tracks and see it explode when the train came by.
Oh.
I never did anything like that, probably because I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah, we loved it. We put like an apple or like yogurt. They must have hated us.
The penny was the one that you did.
Yeah, but it didn't do anything. It would just like fly off.
It's,
and
it's just
we're very... Away.
I could have taken
very
your eye out.
Yeah, I know. Or like impaled or like rebounded, Final Destination style.
Yeah, I could have gone right through your forehead.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could have.
Okay, so yeah, you're right. Salma Hayek has a change of heart.
She wants to stay because she's having fun learning how to skip stones.
The kids are playing.
They go to the water park. This is like another, you know, based on the trailer, you'd think this is like half the movie, and it kind of feels like it.
Well, the kids are interacting with each other. They do the cup telephone string
with the
thing.
String, yeah.
So that plot is resolved.
I guess.
Kids play.
Sure.
So that's done.
So they go to the water park. There's so many things that happen.
Ooh, we have to talk about that weird Canadian guy. Now that was an offensive stereotype.
This is bizarre. It's just so random and bizarre.
What was the fake place? Saskatchewan?
Yeah, Saskatchewan. So it's like all the wives are kind of sitting in their recliners, and then this hunky lifeguard.
And he's like, "Hey, I'm Canadian. What's going on?" Like, and they're like, "Ugh."
And they're like, "Ew, gross."
They laugh in his face. Like, see, I can't do the voice because we already sound like that.
No,
so,
but it's like bizarre.
You know,
it's like Quebecois or something.
He has like a high pitched voice.
"Hey, how you doing?"
He's like, "I am from Saskatoon."
Saskatchewan,
right. They combine Saskatchewan and Saskatoon because funny words, right?
Yeah. It's so lame. And then like all the grown ups like pee in the pool. They're like, "Daddy, it's got that chemical in it that turns it blue." And he's like, "No, that's just an urban myth." And then it cuts to like a bird's eye view, and it's just all these like.
And then there's a montage of all of them pissing in the pool.
Yeah, and then Norm MacDonald shows up for like one shot.
That was weird. And then of course,
What did he do? I miss Norm MacDonald.
Well, so the one of the hot young girls like slides down the water slide, and then her bikini gets like hitched up into.
Oh, is it Norm MacDonald, the guy that it's up his butt?
Yeah. So the young boys are like high five. When it's the girl, and then Norm MacDonald does it, and then it's right up his butt, and they're like, "Ew."
I wish Norm MacDonald was one of the friends that was hanging out.
Yeah,
I wish Steve Buscemi was one of the friends. Speaking of
Steve Buscemi,
let's get to his big
scene. He shows
up.
So apparently, there's a ride in the park that's just like a zip line. But there's like, dangerous zip line.
I think you should leave.
So dangerous.
There's like,
I don't think this exists in real life.
It goes over concrete.
It goes over like the entire park.
And you have to hold on.
Yeah. You're not clipped in. You're not restrained. So you have to like let go.
They just let you, you know, go on your feet or turn around or go backwards. Like they wouldn't do that, of course. But it's
a
movie.
Steve Buscemi, you perhaps would use his feet to go down it.
Sure.
And doesn't get off. He then crashes into the boat.
Yeah,
house,
the building like behind the thing.
Isn't that
like,
funny?
They don't even have like a pad or anything. It's like the worst.
And it's such like a, well, Adam Sandler and his friends, the whole park is watching them, and everyone goes, "Yay," because it's all just about, bowing down and praising
now,
Sandler and his friends.
I should say, well, before people message us, yes, I understand water parks are very dangerous, like that kid that was decapitated on that one slide.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a horrible story.
Didn't hear about that, and maybe I don't need to.
Nope.
It was the, well, I'm going to tell
you. Was it Action
Park? In Germany.
Was it Germany?
No, it was Germany. It was Verrückt in Schittel. Schlitterbach? No, wait. Schlitterbach, Kansas City. Sorry, the name is just German.
Oh, so it's U.S.
Oh, yes.
It was the kid, I think he stood up when he was going down the slide.
No, I think it was a wavy slide, and then he got too much air time and was decapitated by like a net or netting or wiring or something.
No, yeah, the raft he was riding went airborne during the ascent on the second hump and stuck a metal support of the netting, decapitating him.
So yeah, it would have to be metal and not a net to take a head off.
And I think it was the police chief's son.
It
was something like that, and then you just, it was just a fucking nightmare.
I'm never going down a water slide ever again.
There were two women with him, too. I used to go to Saint-Sauveur, had like a million water slides. Mm-hmm. They all felt very dangerous.
Well, as I said, there was a small water park near Oshawa that we would go to called Cedar Park, and they used to not even have water slides, and eventually they got three, and there was like the one like half moon one, and then two were tubes, and they pretty much sucked.
I love going to Wonderland. They just got a new water slide that the raft you're in goes 90 degrees. That's the whole water slide gimmick.
I'm never going on a water slide, I don't think, after hearing that story.
It seems like a lot of work.
Also,
I hate to break it to you, April. Cars have accidents too.
Yeah.
So
cars, I know.
May not want to ride in cars either.
Hey, I'm not too jazzed about that either.
Going to a water park seems to me, it just seems not fun to me. It's
Oh, I love going to water parks. So much fun.
Like, I too many kids. But as a kid, I used to love it. But obviously,
look, yeah, those wave pools.
Yeah,
I used to get me in the wave pool.
Yeah,
I would get trapped in the waves. Once somebody had to pull me out because I was drowning.
It just looks like there's so many people.
Well, in the one in this movie, yeah. Mm. But what was kind of funny to me is like, they're at a lake house, but then they go to a water park. Like, you're already, you got access to water.
It was probably sponsored and they paid for the movie. And it's just like, oh, we'll take the crew out to do water park.
If it was sponsored, it would have said, like, you know.
It had some name, but
it was
like, yeah. I don't think it was real, though.
It's not like that Paul Blart where they go to, like, the Wynn Casino.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin James. God.
Little Norm MacDonald.
Man, look at this photo of the new Wonderland ride. It looks like an AI generated, like, how is that real that you go like 90 degrees on a raft?
What the hell?
Whoa.
Oh.
So you like catch it like a lip and then you go down.
How do you not fall?
Oh, that is, I don't know. That is 100% CGI, by the way.
The people.
Yes, 100%.
So what is the name of this ride? They always have cool names.
I don't know. Probably like the Decapitator or something like that.
No, stop.
Wow, that Dennis Duggan guy does look like Werner Herzog. That's crazy.
Yes, he does.
I'm just seeing this now.
It's called a boomerang ride.
Oh,
the boomerang.
I feel like that's like a really long wait though for like 10 seconds of ride.
Well, that's the other thing I don't like about the water slides is that, yeah, you have to, first of all, you're cold because like, you know, you can't bring a towel up there and, you know, you're wet and you have to wait and climb this big thing. And I don't like heights either. So that's not fun. And, anyway.
Oh, it's called Moose Horn Falls.
Oh God.
Moose Horn Falls.
Very Canadian.
Yeah. But I know I'm just an old, and I don't like fun things like water slides or roller coasters.
Zip lines.
I wouldn't go on
no,
a zip line.
I don't think I've ever been on a zip line.
Oh my God, guys, I just realized.
What?
We have more plot to get back to.
No!
I think the only thing left is the basketball game.
They go to like a fairground and then Colin Quinn shows up with his gang and then they give in and they have to like play them.
Is that a different scene? Fair?
I think so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they go and they play this stupid basketball game again. And then.
Oh, right. Well, there is the scene where he plays basketball with his kids and they set up that is Adam Sandler's kid, also prolific basketball shooter.
Mm-hmm.
So we know this is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, Adam Sandler never misses when he shoots from the side.
Yeah. You can get a bank shot.
And
so
it's
course,
around.
Of course, it leads up to him getting the final shot and it's like a bank shot. And then he looks at Colin Quinn's wife.
Yeah.
Is this the implication here?
Yes.
She's like
yes.
kind of like fat redneck. And then he just feels bad for him. And then he like flubs the shot on purpose.
So that's the end of the movie.
The implication is this like he felt bad because this is all these poor people have.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's going to give them a victory. That is the implication
it's,
at the end of the movie.
It's just so crazy. And nobody like mentions it or like there's no discussion about it. It's
and the kids are just like, we'll get him next time, Dad, which is kind of. Sweet, but it's
no.
Like,
I think Salma Hayek goes, "You never miss that shot."
Oh yeah,
and
so
he's like,
knows,
"He's like, I did it for the poor."
Doesn't have to say it, but it's just like, isn't this magnanimous rich man the best?
Oh, he's just the best.
Yeah. Okay. So my favorite thing in the movie is the farting grandmother. There you go.
I said the dog.
The dog's pretty good. I do like the Kevin James pratfalls. Pretty
funny. Yes. I mean, I did laugh at a few for sure.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
The man
there
knows how
go.
To fall.
We did it.
I laughed at the absurdity of the. Him trying to water ski. It just logically.
How many of them are actually him falling though, you know?
So I noticed when he falls in, like he gets out of the pool, that's really Kevin James who does like a full fall onto his side.
There's a few I think I was like, that's him. But a lot of them, like he would injure himself. Like it's got to be a stunt person.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. He's not falling off the cliff when he crashes the rope.
Yeah,
that
crashes
is not Kevin
the tree
James.
And then does like a spinning backflip.
There was kind of a funny, but. You know, missed opportunity where Salma Hayek is skipping stones and she hits her own son right in the chest. Should have been the nuts.
Should have been the nuts.
That would have been way funnier.
I actually laughed at that and then it's revealed that it's the chest and I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
He's like, I'm fine. Maybe it took the wind out of him. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Kids getting injured as much as the adults. So
yeah.
It's
funny. Should have been a nut shot. I don't know why they were pulling their punches in this movie. In this scene.
I mean, they were saving it up for when David Spade is kicked in the nuts by Rob Schneider.
Oh, yeah, multiple times. Yeah. I mean, there's the big, we talked about it already, but there's a scene where they all like reveal their secrets that like were not even really a thing. That's the movie.
That's pretty much
it ends with a really long, weird Adam Sandler song over the credits.
Mm. Which he probably like made the studio pay for as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Another $2 million. Yeah,
oh, I'm on the soundtrack, so you gotta pay me for that too.
Yeah.
It's a big grift for sure.
What is Sandler, I guess what he's doing with his money? What is he doing with his money?
No.
Because he's not paying for these movies. It's not like he's paying out of his pocket to give a job to all his friends.
No, he's getting somebody
else. No, he's getting money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so what is he doing with his money?
Buying like sweatpants.
Yeah, sweatpants.
I don't know. It's like, does he produce other movies? I don't know.
No. No.
Maybe he's got like a horrible gambling disease or something.
I mean, have another like indie movie coming up that we were like, ooh.
Yeah, Spaceman. It was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Heard it was bad. Haven't seen it though. But I mean, hey, we all loved Uncut Gems.
Paul Dano plays a giant spider. Yeah.
I would like to see him do more actual good acting. The Meyerowitz stories.
Yeah,
I forgot I saw that, but he's good in that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good in that.
So yeah, Sandler. I mean,
whatever.
What can you say about him except
go get your money, man.
Shabadoo.
Yeah, we don't have to watch these movies.
I know. Good for him.
So good for him.
I will say.
I do want to watch Grown Ups
2. No, I kind of want to watch Grown Ups 2. That's awful. But like, I wouldn't recommend.
It's going to end with you being like, yeah, the scene where Shaq threw the guy over the house was funny, but nothing else.
Yeah, the end. But I mean, he's just, obviously people love him. He's continually churning out these movies, either for Netflix or in the theater. There was Pixels a few years ago.
Oh, yeah.
That was more than a few years ago, April. That was 2015.
Oh, God. I just turned to dust. or it's like one of those like Instagram, Twitter videos where the person just fades away.
Yeah. That Adam Sandler film that just came out like a couple months ago. Oh, April.
If you look him up on Netflix, there's all these movies I never even heard of.
So if you like his voice, he recently did a film directed by Robert Smigel, an animated film where he plays an old lizard.
Yeah, Leo. By again,
that people really
friend
like.
Friend told me it was good, and it wasn't just like, you know, good for Adam Sandler. It was just like surprisingly good. I mean, obviously Robert Smigel, very funny. He directed some other Sandler movie that we saw on Netflix. What was it called? The Day of or something? I don't know what it was.
Oh, did he direct that
I
one?
I think so.
The Week of. Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and we were like, oh. So, I don't know. But really just comes
wait,
down
so you've
to,
seen a lot of Adam
no,
Sandler
I haven't actually
movies,
seen
then.
That one. We just scrolled by it. Is Sandy Wexler really bad? I think I heard it was bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the one that our pal Will Sloan made a tweet about, and the director yelled at him on Twitter.
Isn't he playing like his own agent or something?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, like Sandy Wexler is a real man.
Well,
right?
No, it's like a fictional version of his agent, basically.
Right. Anyway, this movie, obviously a lot of stuff really did not sit well with me. As you just heard, was it the worst movie I've seen lately? No, but again,
wait,
as far
what's the
as,
worst movie you've seen lately then?
I don't know. Stealth maybe, and I don't know.
What would you rather watch, Stealth or Grown Ups again?
I right now I kind of feel like Grown Ups because Stealth was just like a little bit too noisy, and sometimes just these bad action.
You
movies
just
want to
hang out with your pals, right? By Kevin.
I know, but the kind of mean humor really doesn't necessarily sit well with me. But I will say I laughed probably more Grown Ups than I did during Stealth. Put it that way.
Oh, yeah, of course.
This was
more enjoyable.
Yeah. And, you know, should we delve back into the Happy Madison world?
I mean, if you want to get real bad, we could do like The Benchwarmers, which is like a Rob Schneider vehicle.
Oh, God.
What about The Animal?
Oh, I mean, we could. Why Rob Schneider? He sucks. I just hate looking at him.
Yeah, he sucks.
What about the cobbler?
The cobbler.
No.
Supposed to be bad too. What was that like bedtime stories movie? Like that
oh,
was
that's another
one.
I've never
like,
seen it. Yeah.
It's probably
or
just
like
boring.
Or like Forgotten. Like Just Go With It or Blended.
Yeah, Blended. I never saw. Yeah.
No.
I really hated 50 First Dates.
Spanglish.
Now that's a movie like no one ever talks about. But what was that?
Directed by James L. Brooks.
Yeah, James.
Oh my
Spanglish.
God.
So yeah, I'm conflicted when it comes to Grown Ups.
We could do his 9/11 movie, Rain Over Me.
Oh no. No, with Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
Yep. Ugh. A man who lost his family in the September 11th attacks on New York City runs into his old college roommate.
No, 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 no.
Well, maybe we could do Little Nicky. I remember it being good. And then
Summer
maybe like,
of
I
Sandman.
Was horribly
Summer
wrong.
Of Sandman.
Maybe it is. I think it's my pick next week, so we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, if you want, this movie is right now in Canada streaming on Netflix.
Yeah, boost up those Adam Sandler numbers.
Yeah.
Oh man, I forgot Adam Sandler was in Bulletproof with Damon Wayans.
Oh yeah. Oh God.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's a Ernest Dickerson movie, which is like more of a straight non-comedic one.
Well, if you want to email the podcast, we're at nosuchthingasabadmovie@gmail.com, and we're on Twitter and Instagram at nosuchthingpod. You can also find us on YouTube. All our episodes are up on there with occasional visual aids. Just search our name on YouTube. Consider supporting us on Patreon, patreon.com/nosuchthingasabadmovie. And if you're subscribed to the $5 level, you'll get a bonus episode every 2 weeks. We just talked about Hitman. No, not the Hitman's Bodyguard or the video game Hitman. It is the Richard Linklater rom-com.
Yeah, and we talk more about Richard Linklater.
We do a little Richard Linklater retrospective. And I will say, Justin, you should cover him on Important Cinema Club, because I think there's a...
What to do.
Just putting in an informal request.
And we're also not talking about Hitman Agent 47, the reboot of the Hitman video game in movie form for 2015.
There's way too many Hitman movies and video games. But yeah, check us out on Patreon. We've got other stuff on there. We've got commentary tracks and Q&As and all kinds of stuff. So check us out if you'd like to support us. And you can find me at April at Mansky on Twitter and Instagram too.
You can find me on Justin DeClue, DeClueJ, everywhere social medias exist, as well as the Very Fine Comic Book Podcast, where me and my pal Mike Wood introduce you to a new comic book every week.
You can follow me on Twitter, Sergeant Zima, SGTZIMA.
So that's it for this week. Will it be the Summer of Sandler? I don't know. But
do people want the Summer of Sandler? Let us know on the social media.
And if you do, what movies do you want us to cover? Because
it's going to be the worst ones.
It's going to be Click. It's going to be Click that's going to win.
What if I pick Click? That would be awful.
Do a poll for the Summer of Sandler.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll put a poll on the Patreon or Twitter.
Sorry,
or something.
The Summer of Sandman.
The Summer of Sandman. Anyway, keep punching out there. I'm April. I'm April at Mansky.
Keep on trucking.
Sure. Where did that come from? Keep punching.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Keep on punching. It's the classic Kevin James film, Welcome to the Boom.
Oh, yeah.
The classic tagline, keep on punching.
Hey, there you go. Don't give our listeners any ideas.
You need to outro us.
You need to, yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you, Colin
what
Cunningham.
What did I say? Oh, it's Colin Cunningham.
And remember, there's no such thing as a bad movie.
Who am I?
Forgot the format. I just confused you with my catchphrase.
Keep on punch. April classic catchphrase.